November is Adoption Awareness Month. We want to talk adoption. Let's start out by dispelling a myth, I think. Maine Children's Home is not an orphanage, is it?
No. It's hard because in our name, you know, it gives away to think that we are.
Right.
Maine Children's Home for Little Wanderers. But that is how we originated. So that's something that's near and dear to us. That's why it's remained our name. But we are not an orphanage. You will see children on our campus that are enrolled in our Early Care and Education Center. But no, we are not an orphanage. Thank you for asking.
Okay. So what role does Maine Children's Home play in adoptions?
Yeah, we do international, domestic, U.S., and domestic in-state adoptions, and we help facilitate in-state adoptions through working with pregnant men and women experiencing unplanned pregnancies and working with prospective adoptive parents to match them up. But we also do supervise and do home studies for couples adopting out of state in other states and in other countries.
Okay, that answered my next question. Where do the children come from?
Yeah, so they come from the U.S., they come from other countries, and they come from in-state Maine. Typically, the in-state and U.S. children are babies, they're infants, and the children that come from other countries tend to be of the young toddler or older children.
Okay. And is it true that sometimes it means that you can adopt faster if you're looking for an older child rather than an infant?
That's a great question. So older children, so the international process is not faster.
Okay.
I guess I would say you could get matched faster because the children that are older tend to be considered special needs or waiting children.
Okay.
So they're waiting. So if you are, you know, starting your home study or are completing it, you can get matched with those children right off. So the waiting period is shorter because they want those children to be adopted because, you know, they've been waiting. So there's some truth to that, but there's also not, right? So the process is still quite a bit long, you know, as far as, you know, the process to go through the steps of completing your paperwork, completing your home study, you know, that process can still take a bit of time, but that waiting period can be shorter because they want these children matched as quickly as possible.
I know we have a lady here in the office who adopted a child from Africa.
Okay. And what part of Africa?
Ethiopia.
Yep.
And he's beautiful. He's a wonderful little boy. Yeah. But I watched the process that they went through, and it can be lengthy, can it?
Yeah, and Ethiopia specifically used to be really quick, but then they found that there were so many young children that were coming and that the process wasn't being completed the way it should have been. So then Ethiopia was looked at with a fine-tooth comb kind of to make sure that the process was being done appropriately. So it lengthened the time quite significantly. And that was, you know, near 2008, 2009. And so moving, and then it's happened again. So that certainly has played into that, the length of time for Ethiopia specifically. Yeah, but that you'll find that in international right now. There's a lot of checks and balances happening, which is a good thing for ensuring that children are safeguarded and that the process can be completed in a way that ensures children are truly orphaned by their biological families, but that also on the other end of it can make the process longer.
We were speaking a lot about international there. What about domestic children? What does that screening process look like?
It's the same as far as everybody's home study process to come into the adoption process to apply in is the same. The requirements as far as background checks and medical clearances and making sure that, you know, you're in good mental and physical health and all that stuff is the same for every program. There might be a little bit more screenings background check-wise for international than there is domestic, but it's the same process. The differences are that when we talk about ages, countries certainly have some restrictions on the ages and divorces you can have in your backgrounds and some medical conditions aren't accepted and that type of thing.
Right.
Domestically, those things don't typically come into play as much. So the screening process for that is a little bit more open. The age ranges, you know, they're way more open than they used to be. You know, we have a lot more, and I say older, but please don't take this in the older sense, but the older generational, as far as like an adoption goes.
Right.
You know, folks used to be capping it at like 40, but we have a lot of parents that are first-time parents over 40, and it's very successful, so which is wonderful. It's allowing more couples a chance at becoming a family, so it's been great.
Are there a lot of families in Maine who look to adoption?
Yeah, absolutely. In-state adoption is, as far as children available, is lower than it has in years past. It used to, you know, and again, Maine Children's Home has been doing adoptions for 100 and so years, so that certainly has evolved to be a lot lower than it ever has been. As far as the culture of our state and men and women choosing adoption is just lower than it has been, but that doesn't mean the couples are less interested. There are still very many, a lot of families that are applying into the process, and we just let them know the honest truth about that the waiting process for Maine is longer, but there are other options, and that tends to be very successful for folks.
Okay, awesome. Now, is there a follow-up with adoptive families to maybe check on how the family's developing down the line?
Yeah, it's actually required. Right after placement, it's required that we follow up with families. Domestically, it's typically 6 months, and there's on average about 3 visits in the home after the baby or child is with them. Internationally, it tends to go out further than that based on the country. But yes, and even after the adoption is finalized, so it's technically, when a child's placed in their home, it's still not considered finalized in the land of the law. More than likely, it's a done deal. They are educated on what that is about through the process. But then once that is considered finalized in the court, even, we're still post-adoption connected to families who need support and resources years later, come back and ask questions and reach out to us. And absolutely, we're always a resource forever for them.
And that can be a really valuable resource. I know, again, with my coworker with the international adoption, trying to integrate cultures and bond with the child that you've adopted can be challenging. It can be rewarding, but it can be challenging at first.
Yeah, it's really important that a child sees other families that have been made in a way that theirs was made,
right,
and have access to folks that are the same skin color, that are the same heritage as them, so that they understand that this is something that happens not just in my family, but in other families too.
Right.
Is that really hard to do in Maine than it is in other places? Sure. Is it easier than it was? Yes. There are resources, and they come up often, and there's more of a need now than there ever was. Transcultural or multiracial families are growing in our state for sure, and so the need is there. So there are more resources that we become aware of that our families are finding that we're not even aware of sometimes, just because they're made by adoptive families within their communities and they're looking to reach out. So they'll tell us about it and say, you know, please spread the word if you get any calls from other families that are looking for a resource. So, or they'll start their own. And so we can be that kind of person in the middle to say, yes, we've just heard about this, please go here. Or families to say, I don't know if your families know about this, please share this with them. You know, there's multicultural resources in the southern part of the state, and there are certainly some in the Bangor area as well that have grown. So we are certainly a point of reference for our families for that type of thing. Absolutely. It's very important.
Okay. Now, if a family is interested in adopting, Lindsay, how do they get started?
They get started by giving us a call or going to our website. Our number here is 207-873-4253. Our website is mainechildrenshome.org. And I'm Lindsay. I'm the contact person here. But certainly if you call our main number, they know how to connect them to our adoption unit. Absolutely.
Okay. Lindsay, that's everything I had. Did we miss anything?
I don't think so. It's certainly really, really rewarding to be able to have conversations like this about adoption and spread the good word about it, especially in November when we put light on it for November Adoption Awareness Month. So I thank you for taking the time to do this.
Oh, my pleasure.